Chapter 11. Not so obvious millionaire principle number 2. Energy engineering. The world belongs to the energetic. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Becoming a millionaire often means that you live and die by your own steam. No matter how you decide to earn, invest, and grow, creating value means approaching your day with a surplus of physical, mental, and emotional vitality. The trouble is that steam can run low. On some days, and I know you've had these days, you wake up and don't have the drive or motivation you need to meet the challenges you know are coming. Running a startup, growing a company, building a business, it can be exhausting, both physically and mentally. And that's on the good days. To maintain your focus amid uncertainty and overwhelm is no easy task. The good days take enthusiasm, planning, and persistence. The hard days take all that and more. Becoming wealthy requires an abundance of energy. There's no way around it. You can have the best business plan, the best team, and the best product. But if you don't have the drive to take advantage of those things, reaching your goals is going to be unnecessarily difficult. If you want to maximize your wealth, you need energy. The more, the better. And the more consistent, the better. Energy is the fuel that enables you to maintain clarity, focus, and action, so that you can generate stellar results day after day. Energy is contagious. It spreads from you to the world around you like a positive virus, creating symptoms of enthusiasm and positive responses everywhere. Energy is the foundation of everything, and it is what determines the success we attract. The question then is, how do you strategically engineer your life so that you maintain high levels of physical, mental, and emotional energy, a sustainable surplus which is always available to you on demand? A common approach when we struggle with this issue is trying to compensate with caffeine, sugar, and other stimulants. They'll often work for a while until we crash. You may have noticed that you can lean on stimulants to sustain you for a short while, but then the effect wears off just when you need it the most. I can just hear one of those infomercial hosts chime in here. But David, there's got to be a better way. In fact, there is. If you've been fueling yourself on coffee and pure determination, you've been missing out on what's possible when you understand how energy works and commit to engineering your life to optimize it. Natural energy cycles. The first thing to understand is that the goal here isn't to be running at full speed all the time. It isn't practical to maintain a constant output. As human beings, we have a natural ebb and flow to our drive. Be aware of when you experience your energetic peaks through the day and give yourself the time to rest, rejuvenate, and recharge when the intensity lessens. Just like houseplants need water, human beings need regular replenishing. You can go full tilt for long periods of time, but eventually your mind, body, and spirit will need to be refilled. Think of your life as a container that holds your energy. When you don't properly manage your container, it's like having a hole in the bottom. No matter how much you pour in, you'll never catch up. Instead of letting yourself get to the point of being overwhelmed, burned out, or stressed out, why not become proactive and have an auto-recharge system in place? This will help you plug the holes in your container and allow you to fill up with the energy you need. Being continually exhausted is unacceptable. You don't have to settle for it. You don't have to resign yourself to being tired, cranky, behind on your to-do list, out of shape, and unhappy. There are a few simple ways to strategically engineer your life for optimal and sustainable physical, mental, and emotional vitality. Here are the three principles I follow to keep my energy levels at maximum capacity and on tap for whenever I need them. 1. Eat and drink for energy. When it comes to generating a surplus of sustainable energy, what you eat and drink may play the most critical role of all. If you're like most people, you base your food choices on taste first and consequences second, if you consider them at all. Yet, what pleases our taste buds at the moment often doesn't give us the energy we need to last throughout the day. There is nothing wrong with eating foods that taste good. But if you want to be healthy and perform like a champion, it's crucial that you make a conscious decision to place more value on the consequences of the food you eat than you do on the taste. Why? Because your food choices are among the most energy-impacting decisions that you make. Take a second to think about how exhausted you feel after a big meal. See Thanksgiving dinner. It's no coincidence that a large meal is usually followed by heavy eyes and ultimately a nap. It's called a food coma for a reason. Highly processed foods, packaged goods made from high amounts of sugar, and other simple carbohydrates drain us more than they fuel us. Rather than increasing your energy, these essentially dead foods cause you to spike and then crash, leaving you tired and listless. On the other hand, whole foods like fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds typically keep you healthier and maintain your energy levels, empowering your body and mind, and enabling you to perform at your best. Everything you put into your body either contributes to or detracts from your health and stamina. Drinking water puts a check in the plus column. Double shots of tequila won't. Eating a diet rich in fresh fruits and vegetables equals more pluses. Rolling through the drive-thru to wolf down some fast food? Not so much. This isn't rocket science, but it may be the single most important area of your life to optimize. And if you're like most people, you may need to stop fooling yourself. If you're not already doing so, it's time to be intentional and strategic about what you eat, when you eat, and, most importantly, why you eat, so you can engineer your life for optimal vibrancy. Strategic eating. Up until this point, you may have been wondering, when the heck do I get to eat during my miracle morning? I'll cover that here. We'll also address what to eat for peak performance, which is critical, and why you choose to eat what you eat, which may be the most important consideration of all. When to eat. Digesting food is a process that requires energy. The bigger the meal, and the more food you give your body to digest, the more drained you may feel. I recommend eating your first meal after your miracle morning. This ensures that, for optimum alertness and focus during the savors, your blood will be flowing to your brain rather than to your stomach to digest your food. Some people are hungrier than others in the morning. You may want to start your day by ingesting a small amount of healthy fat as fuel for your brain. Studies show that keeping your mind sharp and your moods in balance may be largely related to the type of fat you eat. Our brain is at least 60% fat, and it's composed of fats like omega-3s that must be obtained from the diet, says Amy Jameson Patonic, MED, a registered dietitian, the director of wellness coaching at the Cleveland Clinic, and a national spokesperson for the American Dietetic Association. After drinking his first full glass of water, Hal starts every morning with healthy fats, which typically include either eating a tablespoon of organic coconut oil, specifically Nutiva Organic Coconut Mana, which you can order from Amazon.com, or he blends a cup of organic coffee with MCT oil, also available on Amazon.com. Both the tablespoon of coconut oil and the small amount of MCT oil contain healthy fats to provide fuel for the brain. The health benefits of cacao are significant. From being a powerhouse full of antioxidants, cacao rates in the top 20 on the oxygen radical absorbency capacity, aka ORAC scale, which is used to rate the antioxidant capacity of foods, to lowering blood pressure. Maybe most exciting is that eating cacao makes you happy. It contains phenylethylamine, known as the love drug, which is responsible for our state of mood and pleasure and delivers the same feelings you get when you are in love. It also acts as a stimulant and can improve mental alertness. In other words, cacao is a big winner in the nutrition department. If you do feel like you must eat a meal first thing in the morning, make sure that it's a small, light, easily digestible meal such as fresh fruit or a smoothie. More on that in a minute. Why to eat? Let's take a moment to delve deeper into why you choose to eat the foods that you do. When you're shopping at the grocery store or selecting food from a menu at a restaurant, what criteria do you use to determine which foods you are going to put into your body? Are your choices based purely on taste, texture, convenience? Or are they based on health, stamina, dietary restrictions? Most people eat the foods they do based mainly on taste and, at a deeper level, based on the emotional attachment to the foods they like the taste of. If you were to ask someone, why did you eat that ice cream? Why did you drink that soda? Or why did you bring that fried chicken home from the grocery store? You would most likely hear responses like, because I love ice cream. I love the taste of soda. I was in the mood for fried chicken. All of these answers are based on the emotional enjoyment derived primarily from the way these foods taste. In this case, the person is not likely to explain their food choices by describing how much value these foods will add to their health or how much sustained drive they'll receive as a result of ingesting them. If you want to perform at your best and maximize your productivity each day, we all do, and if you want your life to be healthy and disease-free, who doesn't, then it is crucial that you re-examine why you eat the foods that you do. It bears repeating. From this point forward, start placing significantly more value on the consequences of the foods you eat than you place on the taste. The taste only provides you with a few minutes of pleasure, but the health and stamina consequences impact the rest of your day and, ultimately, the rest of your life. This doesn't mean you have to eat foods that don't taste good in exchange for health and energy benefits. The beauty of food is that you can have both taste and energy. But if you want to live every day with an abundance of energy so you can perform at your best and live a long, healthy life, you must choose foods with health and sustained energy as your top priority. What to eat? Before we talk about what to eat, let's take a second to talk about what to drink. Remember that step 4 of the 5-step snooze-proof wake-up strategy is to drink a glass of water first thing in the morning so you can rehydrate and re-energize after a full night of sleep. As for what to eat, it has been proven that a diet rich in living foods such as fruits and vegetables will greatly increase your vitality, improve your mental focus and emotional well-being, keep you healthy, and protect you from disease. So Hal created a Miracle Morning Superfood Smoothie that incorporates everything your body needs in one tall, frosty glass. Howe's Smoothie contains complete proteins, all of the essential amino acids, age-defying antioxidants, omega-3 essential fatty acids to boost immunity, cardiovascular health, and brain power, plus a rich spectrum of vitamins and minerals, and that's just for starters. There are also superfoods, such as the stimulating, mood-lifting phytonutrients in cacao, the tropical bean from which chocolate is made, the long-lasting energy support of maca, the Andean adaptogen revered for its hormone-balancing effects, and the immune-boosting nutrients and appetite-suppressing properties of chia seeds. The Miracle Morning Superfood Smoothie not only provides you with sustained energy, but it also tastes great. You might even find that it enhances your ability to create miracles in your everyday life. You can download and print the recipe for free at www.tmmbook.com, along with the other resources. That way you can keep the printed recipe, and not this book, by your blender. Because if you're like me, you'll occasionally forget to secure the lid and end up with superfood smoothie all over your kitchen. Remember the old saying, you are what you eat? It's true. Take care of your body so your body will take care of you. I have shifted my view of food from that of a reward, treat, or comfort to that of fuel. I want to eat delicious, healthy foods that support my mission and allow me to keep going as long as I need to go. And I still enjoy certain foods that are not the healthiest choices. But I strategically reserve them for times when I don't need to maintain optimum power levels, such as evenings and weekends. The easiest way for me to start making better decisions about my eating was to begin paying attention to the way I felt after eating certain foods. I started setting a timer for 60 minutes after I finished each meal. 1 hour later, my timer went off and I assessed how I felt. It didn't take long for me to recognize which foods gave me the biggest power boost and which ones didn't. I can clearly tell the difference in my energy level on the days when I drink a smoothie or eat a salad, and the days I cave and eat a chicken sandwich or some of that pizza that smells so good. The former options give me a surplus of energy, while the latter put me in an energy deficit. What would it be like to give your body what it needs to work and play for as long as you like? What would it be like to give yourself exactly what you deserve? Give yourself the gift of great health, consciously chosen through what you eat and drink. If you are eating throughout the day almost as an afterthought, maybe hitting a drive-thru after you've reached the point of being famished, it's time to start building a new strategy. Give some thought to the following questions. Can I start to consciously consider the consequences, both in health and stamina, of what I eat, and can I value that above the taste? Can I keep water with me so I can hydrate with intention and purpose and avoid becoming dehydrated? Can I plan my meals in, including incorporating healthy snacks so I can combat any patterns I have that don't serve me? Yes, you can do all of these and much more. Think about how much better your life will be and how much more energy you will have for your business when you become conscious and intentional about your eating and drinking habits. You will maintain a positive mental and emotional state. Low energy causes us to feel down, whereas high energy levels produce a positive state of mind, outlook, and attitude. You will be more disciplined. Low energy drains our willpower, making us more likely to choose to do the easy things over the right things. High energy levels increase our level of self-discipline. You will live longer, You will set an example for the people you lead and the people you love. How we live our lives gives permission to those around us to do the same. You will get healthier, feel much better, and live longer. Bonus: you will settle at your natural weight effortlessly. Best bonus ever: you'll grow your business faster, make more sales, recruit more and better team members, and make more money because you'll look and feel great. Don't forget to stay hydrated throughout the day. Lack of water can lead to dehydration, a condition that occurs when you don't have enough water in your body to carry out normal functions. Even mild dehydration can drain your vitality and make you feel tired. By implementing the 5-step snooze-proof wake-up strategy, you'll have had your first glass of water at the start of the day. Beyond that, I recommend keeping a large water bottle with you and making a habit of drinking 16 ounces every 1 to 2 hours. If remembering is a challenge for you, set a recurring timer or add multiple alarms on your phone to hold you accountable. Every time you hear a reminder, drink what's left in your water bottle and refill it for the next round of rehydration. Keeping a full bottle with you will allow you to take in water as needed as well. When it comes to frequency of eating, it's important to refuel every 3 to 4 hours with small, easily digestible living foods. My regular meals consist of some form of protein and vegetables. To keep my blood glucose levels from dropping, I frequently snack on living foods, including raw fruits and nuts, and one of my favorite go-to snacks, kale chips. I try to plan my best meals for the days I need to be the most productive. I believe that eating for energy, from my first meal of the day until I'm done working, combined with exercise, also gives me the freedom to eat what I want in the evenings and on weekends. I believe I can eat whatever I want, just not always as much as I'd like. I've learned to taste everything but to eat just enough that I'm satisfied. In the end, here is the simple thing to remember. Food is fuel. We must commit to using the best fuel possible to get us from the beginning of the day all the way to the end, feeling great and having plenty of energy. Placing more value on the consequences of the food you eat above the taste, along with eating healthy fats and living foods that give you high-octane fuel, is the first step in energy engineering. 2. Sleep and wake to win. Sleep more to achieve more. That might be the most counterintuitive business mantra you'll ever hear, but it's true. The body needs enough shut-eye each night to function properly and to recharge after a demanding day. Sleep also plays a critical role in immune function, metabolism, memory, learning, and other vital body functions. It's when the body does most of its repairing, healing, resting, and growing. If you don't sleep enough, you're gradually wearing yourself down. Sleeping versus sleeping enough. But how much is enough? There is a big difference between the amount of sleep you can get by on and the amount you need to function optimally. Researchers at the University of California, San Francisco discovered that some people have a gene that enables them to do well on 6 hours of sleep a night. This gene, however, is very rare, appearing in less than 3% of the population. For the other 97% of us, 6 hours doesn't come close to cutting it. Just because you're able to function on 5 to 6 hours of sleep doesn't mean you wouldn't feel a lot better and get more done if you spent an extra hour or two in bed. That may sound counterintuitive. I can almost hear you thinking, spend more time in bed and get more done? How does that work? But it has been well documented that enough sleep allows the body to function at higher levels of performance. You'll not only work better and faster, but your attitude will improve too. The amount of nightly rest each individual needs differs. But research shows that the average adult needs approximately 7 to 8 hours of sleep to restore the energy it takes to handle all of the demands of living each day. I have been conditioned, as many of us have, to think I need 8 to 10 hours of sleep. In fact, sometimes I need less and sometimes I need more. The best way to figure out if you're meeting your sleep needs is to evaluate how you feel as you go about your day. If you're logging enough hours, you'll feel energetic and alert all day long, from the moment you wake up until your regular bedtime. If you're not, you'll reach for caffeine or sugar mid-morning or mid-afternoon or both. If you're like most people, when you don't get enough rest, you have difficulty concentrating, thinking clearly, and remembering things. You might notice your ineffectiveness at home or work and even blame these missteps on your busy schedule. The more sleep you miss, the more pronounced your symptoms become. In addition, a lack of rest and relaxation can work a number on your mood. Entrepreneurship is no place for crankiness. It is a scientific fact that when individuals miss out on good nightly rest, their personalities are affected, and they are generally grumpier, less patient, and more apt to snap at people. The result of missing out on critical rest might make you a bear to be around, which is not much fun for anyone, yourself included. Most adults cut back on their sleep to pack more activities into their day. As you run against the clock to beat deadlines, you might be tempted to skip on sleep in order to get more done. Unfortunately, lack of sleep can cause the body to run down, which allows illnesses, viruses, and diseases the tiny opening they need to attack the body. When you are sleep deprived, your immune system can become compromised and susceptible to just about anything. Eventually, lack of rest can cause illness that leads to missed days or even weeks of work. That's no way to attempt to grow your business. On the flip side, when you get enough sleep, your body runs as it should. You're pleasant to be around and your immune system is stronger. And that's precisely when you'll make more sales and attract more people into your business. Think of good sleep as the time when you turn on your inner magnet. Wake up rested and in a great mood because of your savers, and you'll attract more business because a happy entrepreneur is also a rich one. The true benefits of sleep. You may not realize how powerful sleep is. While you're happily wandering through your dreams, sleep is doing some hard work on your behalf and delivering a host of amazing benefits. Sleep improves your memory. Your mind is surprisingly busy while you snooze. Sleep allows you to clean out damaging toxins that are byproducts of brain function during the day. Strengthen memories and practice skills learned while you are awake through a process called consolidation. If you are trying to learn something, whether it's physical or mental, you learn it to a certain point with practice, says sleep expert Dr. David Rappaport. But something happens while you sleep that makes you learn it better. In other words, if you're trying to learn something new, whether it's Spanish, a new tennis swing, or the specifications of a new product in your arsenal, you'll perform better when you get adequate sleep. Sleep can help you live longer. Too much or too little sleep is associated with a shorter lifespan, although it's not clear if it's a cause or an effect. In a 2010 study of women ages 50 to 79, more deaths occurred in women who got fewer than 5 hours or more than 6.5 hours of sleep per night. Getting the right amount of sleep is a good idea for your long-term health. Sleep boosts creativity. Get a good night's sleep before grabbing the easel and paintbrushes or the pen and paper. In addition to consolidating memories or making them stronger, your brain appears to reorganize and restructure them, which may result in more creativity as well. Researchers at Harvard University and Boston College found that people seem to strengthen the emotional components of a memory during sleep, which may help spur the creative process. Sleep assists in attaining and maintaining a healthy weight more easily. If you're overweight, you won't have the same energy levels as those at a healthy weight. If you are changing your lifestyle to include more exercise and diet modifications, you'll want to plan an earlier bedtime. Putting additional physical demands on your body means you will need to counterbalance those demands with enough rest. The good news: researchers at the University of Chicago found that dieters who were well-rested lost more fat, up to 56% more than those who were sleep-deprived, who lost more muscle mass. Dieters in the study also felt hungrier when they got less sleep. Sleep and metabolism are controlled by the same sectors of the brain, and when you are sleepy, certain hormones, those that drive appetite, go up in your blood. Sleep lets you feel less stressed. When it comes to our health, stress and sleep are closely connected, and both can affect cardiovascular health. Sleep can reduce stress levels, and with that comes better control of blood pressure. It is also believed that sleep affects cholesterol levels, which play a significant role in heart disease. Sleep helps prevent mistakes and accidents. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reported in 2009 that being tired accounted for the highest number of fatal, single-car, run-off-the-road crashes due to the driver's performance, even more than alcohol. Sleepiness is grossly underrated as a problem by most people, but the cost to our society is enormous. Lack of sleep affects reaction time and decision-making. If insufficient sleep for only one night can be as detrimental to your driving ability as having an alcoholic drink, imagine how it affects your ability to maintain the focus necessary to become a top entrepreneur. Getting consistent and effective rest is as critical to performing at your best as what you do or don't have in your diet. A good night's sleep provides the basis for a day of clear thought, sustained energy, and peak performance. You probably already know how many hours you need to be at your best, and it's important that you are optimizing your sleep. However, what may be even more important than how many hours of sleep you get each night is how you approach the act of waking up in the morning. You snooze, you lose. The truth about waking up. The old saying, "you snooze, you lose," may have a much deeper meaning than any of us realized. When you hit the snooze button and delay waking up until you have to, meaning you wait to until the time when you have to be somewhere, do something, or take care of someone else. Consider that you're starting your day with resistance. Every time you hit the snooze button, you're in a state of resistance to your day, to your life, and to waking up and creating the life you say you want. According to Robert S. Rosenberg, medical director of the Sleep Disorder Centers of Prescott Valley and Flagstaff, Arizona, when you hit the snooze button repeatedly, you're doing two negative things to yourself. First, you're fragmenting that little extra sleep you're getting, so it is of poor quality. Second, you're starting to put yourself through a new sleep cycle that you aren't giving yourself enough time to finish. This can result in persistent grogginess throughout the day. On the other hand, when you wake up each day with passion and purpose, you join the small percentage of high achievers who are living their dreams. Most importantly, you will be happy. By changing your approach to waking up in the morning, you will change everything. But don't take my word for it. Trust these famous early risers: Oprah Winfrey, Tony Robbins, Bill Gates, Howard Schultz, Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, Albert Einstein, Aristotle, and far too many more to list here. No one ever taught us that by learning how to consciously set our intention to wake up each morning with a genuine desire, even enthusiasm, to do so, we could change our entire lives. If you're just snoozing every day until the last possible moment you have to head off to work, show up for school, or take care of your family, and then coming home and zoning out in front of the television until you go to bed, this used to be my daily routine, I've got to ask you, when are you going to develop yourself into the person you need to be to create the levels of health, wealth, happiness, success, and freedom that you want and deserve? When are you going to live your life instead of numbly going through the motions looking for every possible distraction to escape reality? What if your reality, your life, could finally be something that you can't wait to be conscious for? If you're not already, make sure you start following the 5-minute snooze-proof wake-up strategy in Chapter 2, and you'll be poised to win. If getting to bed on time is your challenge, try setting a bedtime alarm that sounds an hour before your ideal bedtime, prompting you to start winding down so you can hit the sack. There is no better day than today for us to give up who we've been for who we can become and upgrade the life we've been living for the one we want. There is no better book than the one you are holding in your hands to show you how to become the person you need to be, who is capable of quickly attracting, creating, and sustaining the life you have always wanted. How much sleep do we really need? The first thing experts will tell you about how many hours of sleep we need is that there is no universal number. The ideal duration of sleep varies from person to person and is influenced by factors such as age, genetics, stress, overall health, how much exercise a person gets, our diet, including how late we eat our last meal, and countless other factors. For example, if your diet consists of fast food, processed foods, excessive sugar, etc., then your body will be challenged to recharge while you sleep, as it will be working all night to detoxify and filter out the poisons that you've put into it. On the other hand, if you eat a clean diet made up of living food, as we covered in the last section, then your body will recharge and rejuvenate much more easily. The person who eats a clean diet will almost always wake feeling refreshed and with more energy, and able to function optimally, even with less sleep than the person who eats poorly. You should also keep in mind that there is such a thing as too much sleep. According to the National Sleep Foundation, some research has found that long sleep durations, 9 hours or more, are associated with increased morbidity, illness, accidents, and even mortality, death. This research also found that variables such as depression were significantly associated with long sleep. Since there is such a wide variety of opposing evidence from countless studies and experts, and since the amount of sleep needed varies from person to person, I'm not going to attempt to make a case that there is one right approach to sleep. Instead, I'll share my real-world results, for personal experience and experimentation, and from studying the sleep habits of some of the greatest minds in history. I'll warn you, some of this may be somewhat controversial. How to wake up with more energy on less sleep. Through experimenting with various sleep durations of his own, as well as learning those of many other Miracle Morning practitioners who have tested this theory, Hal found that how our sleep affects our biology is largely influenced by our personal belief about how much sleep we need. In other words, how we feel when we wake up in the morning, and this is a very important distinction, is not solely based on how many hours of sleep we got, but rather significantly impacted by how we told ourselves we were going to feel when we woke up. For example, if you believe that you need 8 hours of sleep to feel rested, but you're getting into bed at midnight and have to wake up at 6 a.m., you're likely to tell yourself, "Geez, I'm only going to get 6 hours of sleep tonight, but I need 8. I'm going to feel exhausted in the morning." Then, what happens as soon as your alarm clock goes off and you open your eyes and realize it's time to wake up? What's your first thought? It's the same thought you had before bed. "Geez, I only got 6 hours of sleep. I feel exhausted." It's a self-fulfilling, self-sabotaging prophecy. If you tell yourself you're going to feel tired in the morning, then you are going to feel tired. If you believe that you need 8 hours to feel rested, then you're not going to feel rested on anything less. But what if you changed your beliefs? The mind-body connection is a powerful thing, and I believe we must take responsibility for every aspect of our lives, including the power to wake up every day feeling energized, regardless of how many hours of sleep we get. So, how many hours of sleep do you really need? You tell me. If you struggle with falling or staying asleep, and it is a concern for you, I highly recommend getting a copy of Sean Stevenson's book, Sleep Smarter: 21 Essential Strategies to Sleep Your Way to a Better Body, Better Health, and Bigger Success. It's one of the best, most well-researched books that I've seen on the topic of sleep. 3. Rest to recharge. The conscious counterpart to sleep is rest. While some people use the terms interchangeably, they're quite different. You might get 8 hours of sleep, but if you spend all of your waking hours on the go, then you won't have any time to think or recharge your physical, mental, and emotional batteries. When you work all day, run from activity to activity after hours, and then finish with a quick dinner and a late bedtime, you don't allow for a period of rest. Likewise, spending weekends taking the kids to soccer, volleyball, or basketball, then heading out to see a football game, going to church, singing in the choir, attending several birthday parties, etc., can do more harm than good. While each of these activities is great individually, maintaining a fully packed schedule doesn't allow for time to recharge. We live in a culture that perpetuates the belief that when our days are busy and exciting, we are more valuable, more important, or more alive. In truth, we are all of those things when we can be at peace within our own skin. Despite our best intentions to live balanced lives, the modern world demands that we are almost always connected and productive, and these demands can drain us emotionally, spiritually, and physically. What if, instead of being constantly on the go, you valued intentional quiet time, sacred space, and periods of purposeful silence? How might that improve your life, your physical and emotional well-being, and your ability to achieve entrepreneurial success. It may seem counterintuitive to take time out when your to-do list is a mile long. But the fact is that more rest is a prerequisite to productive work. Research proves that rest melts your stress away. Practices like yoga and meditation also lower heart rates, blood pressure, and oxygen consumption, along with alleviating hypertension, arthritis, insomnia, depression, infertility, cancer, and anxiety. The spiritual benefits of resting are profound. Slowing down and getting quiet means you can tap into your inner wisdom, knowledge, and voice. Rest and its close sibling, relaxation, allow us to reconnect with the world around us, inviting ease and a sense of contentment into our lives. And yes, in case you're wondering, you'll be more productive, nicer to your friends and family members, not to mention your colleagues, employees, and clients. And in general, much happier as well. When we rest, it's like letting the earth lie fallow rather than constantly planting and harvesting. Our personal batteries need to be recharged. The best way to recharge them is to truly and simply rest. Easy ways to rest. Most of us confuse rest with recreation. To rest, we do things like hike, garden, workout, or even party. Any of these activities can only be termed restful because they are breaks from work. But truthfully, they are not and cannot be defined as rest. Rest has been defined as a kind of waking sleep, experienced while you are alert and aware. Rest is the essential bridge to sleep, and we achieve rest and sleep the same way, by making space for them and allowing them to happen. Every living organism needs rest, including you. When we don't take the time to rest, eventually its absence takes a toll on the body. Below are a few easy ways to start getting the rest your body needs. If you are now investing 5 or 6 minutes each morning during your savers to meditate or sit in silence, that is a great start. You can reserve Sundays, or if Sunday is a busy work day for you, choose another day of the week for rest. You can spend time alone, reading or watching a movie, or do something low-key with family like cooking a meal together, playing games with your kids, and enjoying each other's company. When you're driving, drive in silence. Turn off the radio and stow your phone. Go for a walk without your earbuds in. Even a walk in nature without intention or goals such as burning calories can work. Turn off the television. Designate a half hour, an hour, or even half a day for silence. Try taking a few conscious breaths, during which you focus on your inhale and exhale, or the space between breaths. Mindfully drink a cup of tea, read something inspirational, write in your journal, take a hot bath, or get a massage. Attend a retreat. It could be with your team, a group of friends, your church, any community with which you are involved, family, your spouse, or on your own in nature. Even taking a nap is a powerful way to rest and recharge. If I'm feeling drained during the day for some reason and still have long hours ahead, I won't hesitate to hit the reset button with a 20 or 30 minute power nap. Napping also can lead to better sleep patterns. It's helpful to set a specific time for rest. Put boundaries around it so you can claim that time. The rest habit. As an entrepreneur, you're in the trenches by default. You'll need to schedule your time for rest and self-care in the same way you schedule the other appointments in your life. The energy you get back will reward you many times over. Rest certainly isn't something we were taught in school, and it may not come naturally at first. After all, you're a driven, hard-charging entrepreneur. So you may find that you consciously need to make it a priority. Learning different mindfulness techniques and bringing them into your everyday life is an effective way to deeply rest your body, mind, and spirit. Practices such as midday meditation, yoga, and purposeful silence are powerful ways to go within and achieve restful states of being, particularly when you commit to practicing them regularly. The more you integrate periods of rest and silence into your daily life, the bigger the payoff will be. During more tranquil periods, perhaps you won't need to rest as much. But periods of intensity, such as meeting a huge quota or a big deadline, may require more rest and silence than usual. Combining exercise, healthy food choices, consistent sleep, and rest will give you a quantum leap in the right direction for you and your business. Keep in mind that when you try to adopt these three practices, to eat, sleep, and rest more effectively, you may at first find them to be uncomfortable. Your mind and body may encounter some emotional resistance. Resist the urge to run from discomfort by committing to a healthier life. Putting energy engineering into action. Step 1. Commit to eating and drinking for energy by prioritizing the consequences of the foods you eat above the taste. After your initial glass of water in the morning, ingest some form of healthy fat to fuel your brain. Try incorporating one new healthy meal made up of living foods into your diet each day. Instead of snacking on potato chips, try kale chips or fresh organic fruit. And remember to keep a full bottle of water with you all the time to stay hydrated. Step 2. Sleep and wake to win by committing to a consistent daily bedtime and wake-up time. Based on what time you wake up to do your miracle morning, determine what time you'll go to bed to ensure that you will get enough rest. Maintain a specific bedtime for a few weeks to get your body acclimated. If you need a little nudge to get to bed on time, remember to set a recurring bedtime alarm that prompts you to start winding down 1 hour before it's lights out. After a couple of weeks, feel free to play with the number of hours you leave for sleeping to optimize your energy levels. Step 3. Incorporate time into your daily calendar to rest and recharge, whether that includes meditating, taking a nap, going for a walk, or doing anything that gives you joy and rejuvenation. Remember, Hal takes a 2-hour lunch break every day, which gives him time to either play basketball or wakeboard, two activities that he loves to do and that thoroughly re-energize him. Which activities can you plan into your day that will re-energize you? In addition to your miracle morning routine, schedule regular daily periods to rest and recharge. Now that you have a plan for your body, let's direct our attention to your focus. Morning Millionaires. Tim Ferriss, the best-selling author of The 4-Hour Workweek, starts his day by making his bed, then meditating for 10 to 20 minutes. He follows that with a brief period of light exercise, then journals for 5 to 10 minutes.